Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
Listen, man, we are continuing in this series about reigning, and I don't know about you, man, but after this morning, if you don't go to another level, just trust me, you're going to another level, okay? What I need you to do, though, is this. I want you to remember this, okay? I want you to learn to really, really concentrate in this thing and meditate in this thing, and you're going to have to take these scriptures and kind of run them over because you got to stretch your capacity, because this is the key with revelation. It's like this. If I told Aaron, hey, Aaron, I'm giving you 50 grand, right? I'm not giving you 50 grand, so relax, okay? So I tell Aaron I'm giving $50,000. He didn't have a revelation of me giving him money until the minute I said it. Now that I told him I'm giving him 50 grand, guess what he's got? Expectation. Right? If I don't say nothing, Aaron has no clue. But if I say, Aaron, I'm giving you $50,000. Now all of a sudden, what's he got every day? Wonder where he's giving me this 50 grand. That's what revelation does. It gives you expectation you didn't have a minute ago. So this is what changes with God, is that now he got expectations. What do you think he's going to do next time he sees me? Wonder if today's the day he's giving me that 50 grand. Where's that 50 grand, man? He might even bring it up, you know, like, hey, Pastor, I don't want to be weird, but you kind of said you're going to give me 50 grand. When are you going to give me the 50 grand? But up until the day I told him I'm giving $50,000, he had no expectation. He had no understanding of that. He had no demand on that. And he sure wasn't like coming up to me going, hey, where's my 50 grand? But the minute I gave him expectation, now he's got hope. See, that's the thing with revelation. If you don't know it, you have no expectation, no hope, and no demand. But the minute you see it, guess what I got? Now I got hope, I got expectation, and now I got demand. Today you're going to leave this room demanding. Demanding your spiritual rights. Demanding your spiritual privileges. Demanding your spiritual inheritance. And demanding what God said is rightfully yours. You ain't living at level one no more. You're going to live at a whole new level, because it's revelation knowledge that's going to take you there. So today, when we're in this thing, you know what I'm saying? You can't just, listen, let me tell you something right here. You ain't going to hear this once and walk out the door and master it. You got to roll this over. Roll it over until it gets really beyond your mind and gets really in your heart. And the minute it gets in your heart, I'm telling you, you are going to start repelling, rejecting, and refusing anything that's anti-God's best. Just by default, it won't even be able to stick. It'll just bounce. So it's going to start happening. It's going to change your mouth. It's going to change your walk. It's going to change your talk. It's going to change everything about you. You're going to be dangerous. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. You're going to be a mess, because you ain't going to be doing it with people. But you're going to be having something on the inside of you. You're going to be like, hey, I know who I am. I know where I came from. I know what God's wants me to. So just read it, kind of reprogram your head. Is everybody good? We all on the same page? I'm just going to read the Bible to you, man. Because who cares what I think? You know what I mean? I lost an opinion like 30 years ago, man. I got no opinion about nothing. I just read the Bible. So here we go, right? Let's just go slow and pull this thing in. Look at Romans chapter 4. Now, as you get these, write them down, because I'm telling you, you can't hear this stuff. Well, I heard it one time. One time ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? You got to roll them over. Roll it. Everybody say, roll it over. You got to roll it over. You got to roll it. You know, you got to just keep, man, I'm telling you, man, it's going to mess you up. It's good stuff. Just like, I got to meditate. Everybody say, meditate. You know what meditate means? You got to roll it over. You got to roll it over. Roll it over in your mind. Roll it over in your mouth. Say it out your mouth. Roll it in your mind. You ever worry? Look, I'm going to teach you something. You ever worry? Have you ever worried about something? Hello? That's meditation in reverse. What it is. It's reverse meditation. What, that thought just keep coming. What am I going to do? Right? What am I going to do? Right? That's worry, right? Where are we going to get the money? Where are we going to get the money? How are we going to do? What do you do? It's rolling over, right? Keeping you up at night. What are you going to do? What do you do? Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to praise the Lord. Come on. You know what I'm saying? And we learn how to chill. But am I right? So that's meditate. Just be positive. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's me. Greater than he that's me. He's in me. He that's in the world. Start meditating, man. Greater one. Okay, check this out. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law. Wait a minute, stop. Abraham is going to be heir of the world. That's what the Bible said. An heir is an inheritor. What was Abraham inheriting? The world. You mean God gave him the world? Yeah, because God gave the world to Adam. Adam sinned, and now we got a problem. And Abraham believed God unto promise and became what? The father of faith. When Abraham became the father of faith, we all came into the lineage of faith. So the minute you come in faith in Christ, you become Abraham's seed. Everybody got it? We're going to go slow, man. It's going to be like Bible study 101. It's going to be awesome. Look at your neighbor and say, this is going to be awesome. Look at your other neighbor and say, this is going to be really, really awesome. Seeing it? So the promise, what was the promise? The promise was what? Everything in the package. The promise was the curse was going to be removed and the blessing was going to come in. The promise holds the blessing. What is the blessing? It's the blessing of Abraham. What is the blessing of Abraham? Deuteronomy 28, you're going to be blessed everywhere you go. Blessed coming, blessed going, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed, 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 blessed. Now look at the scripture and see here. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Now, wait a minute. Who is Abraham's seed? You. How did we become Abraham's seed? We had faith in Christ. Why are we the seed of Abraham? Because Abraham was the first guy to believe God with promise. Now, Noah did some stuff and stuff like that, but promise of the redeeming of Christ. Okay? What did he say in Galatians chapter 3? Don't go there. He said, Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law being made a curse for me. We're going to stay with Romans. You're good. Right? Being cursed for the law, right? Because cursed is everything that hanging on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through faith. You mean the blessing of Abraham come on the Gentile through faith. That means when you believe, you got the blessing. What was the blessing? Deuteronomy 28. Christ redeemed me from the what? Go to Galatians 3:13. Look, I'm going to work you today. You're going to stretch your mind. This is going to be the best Bible. I'm going to Bible teach you guys until you become glowing in the dark and just wild Jesus people, man. You guys are going to be so loaded with the word of God. So you should smile. Everybody start smiling. Smile at me makes me preach better. Pastor Liz got this purple toothpaste. I tried it the other day. Man, that purple stuff works. Yeah, man. You ever see that stuff? She got it the other day. I did it and my teeth were brighter. Some of you need to get some purple toothpaste so I can see the bright whites. Come on. Go to Galatians 3:13. Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law. See that? I'm going to help you. You listen. You're smart. You guys are sharp, bright, good-looking, and smart. You understand that? So you write these scriptures down. Christ redeemed me from what? Curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Curse is everyone hanging on a tree. So what did Christ do? He redeemed me from the what? Curse. So that's redemption, right? Redeeming me from the curse with the exchange of his body. Look at the next verse. That the what? Blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Who's that? Me and you. What do you mean the blessing? What's the blessing? The blessing is the reverse of the curse. So the curse is Deuteronomy 28 later. The blessing is the first 8 scriptures. You understand that? What's the blessing? The blessing is the benefit package. How did we get the benefit package? Because of what Abraham did. Everybody on page? So Jesus took the curse to give you the blessing, right? Look at the end of it. That it might come on the Gentiles through what? Faith, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. See that promise? We receive the promise of the Spirit. Well, why do we need the Spirit? Because in the Spirit is adoption. Go back to Romans chapter 4. You with me? Just go slow. We're processing. You're going to go over this stuff when you go home. Because I'm like, dude, look, I'm in another planet. Okay? I'm bringing it into your atmosphere, but you got to like rotate this thing around in your head. It's a lot. But you got it. You're smart. So just go, oh, okay. Just track me and it'll make sense. Look what it says. For the promise. There's that promise again. What's the promise? That we should be heir of the world. How we become heir of the world? Because Jesus hung on a cross. Seeing it? We're going slow. You guys got this. It's easy. Right? So just simple. We had the curse. He gave us the blessing. We leave the curse. We pick up the what? The blessing. Why do I got to know I'm the seed? Because if you don't know your seed, you ain't going to know you're an heir. So the promise of being the heir to the world was not to Abraham or his. Who's the seed? And it didn't come through obeying the law. It came by faith. See it? Sounds like it said, right? You can be the blessing one of Abraham if you believe. We believe. All you got to do to access the inheritance that God is believe. You stop trying to understand where I don't know nobody got not my kind of money or help me. I don't hear none of that nonsense. I don't know how the doctor report. I don't care about none of that. I don't know how this thing, I don't know how this dream. Don't worry about all that. Just believe. You can't just get all the details. My God in heaven, you imagine if God gave us all the details, our head would blow up. Just trust him, man. Let's go. So it's like marriage. That's funny. You should laugh. You know what I mean? Y'all in it. It's like cute. You know, you walk down the aisle. You had no idea what you were signing up for. Every day is a walk of faith. Give me an amen. Give me a praise the Lord. Give me two Hail Marys. Come on, kid around. Just play. Come on. You know what I'm saying? But right? No. Dun, 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 dun. You like, bro, now? If you knew that? You'd be like, dude, and then kids showed up? Stop. You telling me you got all the details? No, you did not. You walking by faith more than you know it, bro. Come on, give me a double amen. You know it's true. So look at the Bible, right? So just go. Okay, I'm cool with that. 14. For they which are the law, if they were heirs, you wouldn't need faith. What is he saying? You don't keep no law to get this blessing to show up. You just walk by faith and activate it. Everybody write this down. This whole thing is faith activated. Belief activated. Does that make sense? Belief activated. So keep your beliefs right? And the promise would be made of none effect. Okay, that's cool. Because the law worketh wrath, so where there is no law, there is no what? Transgression. Watch the next verse. Therefore, it is of that it might be by, there you go, grace. What's grace? God's ability in you, giving you power and strength to do what you could not do on your own. I don't know how it's going to happen. He does. That's grace. That therefore it is of faith that by grace. How about you need some grace? Come on, right? What's grace? God's ability in me giving me the power to do what I can't do by myself. There you go. You want to know what the difference maker is? Grace. Write that down. Grace is the difference maker. When you come in here and go, I don't know where it's going to come from. Grace. I don't know how it's going to happen. Grace. I don't know how you're going to double that business in a year. Easy. Grace is going to do it. How are you going to expect this thing to blow up and work out in your favor? Grace is going to do it. See what I'm saying? That to the end, the promise might be sure to who? All the, who that? Who that? Who that? That's you. What'd he say about you? He said his promise will be what? Sure. Oh, my God. What? What? That not only that which is of the law, but that to watch is also the faith to Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, I threw 17 in there just for the sake of it, because I like it. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations before him who even believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead. Now, here we go. Here we go. And call those things that be not as though they were. You got to get a whole new line of talking if you're going to be that. I'm going to call it the way, I just call it the way I see it. That ain't what you do. No, I was kidding. I think I was telling G the other day or somebody. I said, when you go to call your dog, right? You call him, right? Why you call him? Because he ain't there. He's running out in the yard somewhere. You don't know where he is. You call him. What do you do when you call him? He comes. That's confession. I'm not calling it what I see. If I got it right here, I don't need it. Whatever you want to see, you got to call it into existence. You know what? That's, you know, that's so powerful, because God made you a understandable speaking spirit like him. He didn't say, this is how I do it. Wait, let me read that. Before who, as is written, I made thee the father of many nations, Abraham. Before him who believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things that be not as though they are. What are you saying? Abraham, I made you a speaking spirit. Abraham, I made you what? I made you what? One who calls things that be not as though they were, because that's what God did. I put them at the same level. The Bible said Abraham was God's friend. God had no problem sharing it. He just said, do it. That's big. You want to know why? Because most of the time we ain't calling it. We call it the way we see it. We don't call it the way we want it. You got to call it what you want to be. Point number one, write this down. This is big for you. Check this out. Pull this in. You're an heir of the world now. That's what he said. What do you mean? You're an heir. An heir emphasizes your relationship as an inheritor and having an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Translate it. Ready? Those who receive their allotment possession by right of sonship. Why am I blessed? Why are you blessed? You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. It's your inheritance. Check this out. We have full rights to receive this inheritance because of what Jesus did. We are beneficiaries. Sounds like legal terminology, doesn't it? One who receives by a lot an heir, one who receives his allotment possession by right of sonship. Positional blessing based upon what? Who you are in Christ. Nothing else. There ain't no merit. You can't earn it. You can't do anything good to get it. You receive it by inheritance. And all you need is proof. What other proof you need? Identification. I know who I am. The moment you know who you are, you're able to access what God said you can have. The problem is we don't know who we are. We're going to get there. Go look at Romans 8:14. Now just go slow because I'm going to work your mind. As your mind works, your spirit's going to catch it, okay? Because look what he says. Did that make sense up until now? I'm an heir. I'm an heir to what? I'm going to show you. You're going to see everything that's yours. Now, you're going to say this. First, these are the doubts that are, I don't see nobody doing it. Not a lot of people know what they're doing. I'm just telling you it's true. It's okay, though. I'm not being hard on anybody. Well, I don't see nobody. See, I'm trying to answer the doubt in your head. I don't know nobody doing it. Well, you don't need to know nobody doing it. You be the first one. I don't see nothing happening. Like, I don't understand this. Reprogram your head. Who cares? You've seen it in the Word. Become it. All those guys that you watch on TV that you admire and love, I sat there, Kenneth Hagin, watched them stand in the pulpit, say I was broke, four bald tires, telling everybody God was good. Oral Roberts, God is good. Broke, busted, and disgusted. Everybody, Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland showed up at Rhema Bible Training Center in a jalopy piece of junk car. Had no money, broke. Broke. Piece of junk car. Went to Buddy Harrison, who started Harrison House, and said, I'll give you the car for the tapes. The guy took one look at the car. He said, keep this stinking car. Here's all the tapes for free. You're broke. It's a true story. Don't tell me all these guys grew up with nothing. And they had to learn how to take faith and do the work. So you want to see them? There they are. Joyce Myers will tell you. She was shot out doing a Bible study, smoking cigarettes in the living room of the house. She ain't got nothing. That's the truth. You don't like it? It's true. Well, they all had silver spoon. They didn't have jack. All they had was a dream, some hope, and some faith. And they had to work the work. And guess what? There you're an example. Now, you might be here to say, I'm in the same boat. Good. You're in great company. Go for it. You know what I'm saying? But don't sit here and think like, well, they got special privileges. They had a special anointing. Brother Norville didn't have no special anointing. No special anointing. I know I was with him. I was like, bro, what'd you do? He said, I rode by this place, property and this and that. I was like, man, you didn't have none of this stuff. He said, I didn't have none of it. You understand? So I don't know nobody. Dr. Rob broke. He tell you he broke. I said, what you mean you were broke? He said, I was broke, man. He the one snapped the pencil, wrote on the thing, stuck it, I'll never be broke, put the eraser in there, kept the thing, whatever he did. I was like, you were broke? I was broke, man. Now, broke is more than money. They didn't know no spiritual stuff, living this, and they had to go learn and keep learning. So the curve is learn. Don't ever stop learning. And then you'll get it. You'll figure it out. Somebody say, well, I just want to make it to tomorrow. This is how you make it to tomorrow. Somebody might be like, oh, I don't want to have a big dream. I just want to have a little dream. Oh, serve your little dream. I don't care what kind of dream you got in you, big, small, medium. Just some of you got a dream. I don't care. This is the only way to do it. You got to just put line upon line, precept upon precept. Go from faith to faith. This is how you do it. You fight the fight of faith. Don't stop saying, I'm just a businessman. When you fight the fight of faith as a businessman, you're anointed by God. Somebody said, well, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. God in heaven, that's the most anointed ministry going. Are you kidding me? Staying home all day with them kids, you deserve 3 medals in the Hail Mary, God Almighty. Come on. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the... Why does he say led? Because he's trying to get you to move into spiritual things. What is he trying to say? You're a son of God by position, but the only way you're really going to get into the benefit is you got to be led by him into the future. You understand that? He's trying to lead you someplace. Today I know where he's leading us. He's leading you to sonship. Watch what he says. 15. You have not received, now listen to the terminology because this terminology is really important. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. So you ain't got to be bound up and you don't got to fear. You ain't got to fear another day of your life, nothing. God said, I redeemed you from that fear. I took that thing away. You don't have to be afraid. God got you. Now go slow and watch. But you received the spirit of adoption. Why does he say this terminology, adoption? Because he wants you to know you were outside the family and God brought you in because of what Jesus did. So that means you've been adopted to be what? A son, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. See the position? Why is he emphasizing you've been brought in? Because he wants you to know where you belong. Because if you don't know where you belong, you're going to live outside of this stuff and stop living outside of it because it's not for you to live outside. It's for you to live in. You got to realize this. You got to take your place. I'm a son of God. You better believe it. You got to now just pull it in. Go slow. Take it easy. Go, all right, I got you. He said, what? You have not received the spirit of the bondage. You received the spirit of adoption. That means you're in the family of God, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You're going to hear this again as we go on. Now look at 16. The spirit himself, because it's not he's a person, bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Why is he overemphasizing this children of God thing? Because he wants you to see your position. He says, I adopted you. I brought you into family. I sent Jesus for an exchange for you so you could realize that you are the children of God. Why do I got to know I'm the child of God? Very, very important. Check this out. You ready? Look at verse 17. And if children, then heirs. What do you mean an heir? An heir is an inheritor. Are you a child of God? Then you're a what? You're an heir and you're a joint heir with Jesus. What is a joint heir? A joint heir is like a husband and wife. Correct? A husband and wife. So say you're a husband and wife. I don't know if I'm my parents, right? They're husband and wife. If my natural father, okay? If his father and mother leave him an inheritance, my mother's just as much part of the end. She's a joint heir. So whatever my father in the natural gets left, my mother gets part of. Why? She's a joint heir. That's what Jesus said you are with him. You're a joint heir. What is he saying? Whatever I got because of what I did, you get because you're with me. You better understand. Do you tell him you understood what I just said and you got that kind of response? Hush your mouth, man. Come on. Yeah, that's a little bit of get slapped. I just slapped you. Get over it. You're going to be all right. You're big boys and girls. Did you hear what I just said? Let me say it again so you can respond right. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said, whatever I did, you get the benefit because you're a joint heir with me. What did he do for you? Why am I healed? Because he hung on the cross. Why are you delivered? He hung on a cross. Why are you set free? He hung on a cross. Everything in that benefit package of what he did becomes your inheritance by what? Position. Oh, who gave you the position? God. Are you children? Then you're what? An heir of who? and the joint heir with Jesus. If so be you shall never die. Well, that's the sufferer. The sufferer ain't get beat up. The sufferer is not be beat down. The sufferer is stay in faith. That's the only suffering you got to hang on. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you got to walk by faith and nothing else. Right? That you may be also glorified together. Look at this next verse. Oh, Jesus, help us. I told him in the morning service, he's a hillbilly, for I reckon. That's kind of funny, right? You ever get around one of those guys? They're like, hey, I reckon so, brother. I'm like, what'd you say? Some of you be talking in tongues and not knowing it. Right? For the record, what? Right? For I reckon that the suffering this present time are not worthy to be compared with the which shall be revealed, man. Do you hear that? Somebody's like, I'm going through. I don't worry about it. When the glory shows up, wait. This ain't nothing that, you know what I'm saying? Now people like, I'm going through. You know when you're going through it a little bit? Come on, y'all lying in church. Come on, tell the truth. You know when you're going through a little bit and you're like, I'm going through. Hey, just hang on. Why? When the glory shows up, you'll forget about what you went through. Because the glory getting ready to show up, show off, and show out. That's what God does. What are they waiting for? 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son of God. You know what he's saying? The earth's waiting for you to manifest. It's waiting for the manifestation of who? Sons of God. Who are the sons of God? The earth's waiting for you to manifest. Why? Because they ain't got no hope without you. Lost people waiting for you to take your place. Also, why you got that kind of, how'd you get that kind of marriage? God. How'd you get that? You know, you ever notice something when people get blessed? You ever see people get blessed? Everybody want to know how they got it. Right? Nosy. Ain't you know? I'm nosy as all get out when it comes to that, man. I got buddies, they got stuff. I was like, man, God, how you get that, bro? I was just with the one dude. I got to talk to you. Oh, my God, Tyler, I got to talk to you. It's funny. I was like, how you going to get that thing? It was funny, man. I was like, man, that's love. I was like looking. I was like, oh, my God, you balling, right? And I was like, man, it's like it shows up. And it shows up. You're like, how'd you do that? It's God. See what I'm saying? It's waiting for you to make it. How come when you talk to me at work, you talk different to me than everybody else in this company? Waiting for the manifestation to Sons of God. How come when I talk to you, you give me hope? Here you go. You give me hope. Why? Because manifestation of the sons of God. He's waiting for you. The people in the earth are waiting for you. You know what? That person is just so nice. You ever been around a Christian? You didn't know they were Christian? They're so nice. That's why I don't be mean out there with people. Be loving on people. Share what you got. You know what I'm saying? Look, every once in a while we all get ornery, but you know what I'm saying. Listen, it's important that you share what you got. Watch this. Why is this so important? Because you have to understand this. Point number two, write this down. Sonship moves you into a different dimension. Once you understand who you are, you just start living in a different playing field. I expect things as a son. I do you demand? Yeah, you demand it. Well, you demand it. You're demanding it from God? No, I'm demanding it from the atmosphere. You give me what's mine. You understand? The only one trying to hold you back is the enemy. You understand that? So you ain't, you know, you command and demand. Why? Because I ain't living without it. My inheritance. You gonna be crazy enough to leave an inheritance in the bank? Somebody leaves you? What's the matter with you? Go get it. Right? So look at this and pull this in. Come on, you got that? Look right here. Go look at Galatians 3:29. Okay? Everybody all right? Okay? Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. You don't like this. 3:29. Are you Christ? Well, you got to pay attention in here. This ain't no time to be playing on your phone. Take pictures and stuff, but I'm not serious. It's just going to fly right over your head and you miss it. And if you miss it, you ain't going to get it back. Man, I'll be doing stuff and I hear something and God's like, stop. The other day, I was listening to something. I said, what did he say? Stop. You know that rapid increasing money supply in God? Genesis 15:1. I would have missed that if I wasn't paying attention. God arrested me. I was up early. I was doing stuff. And I heard it. I said, what was that? Stop. I was like, all right, bro. I'm in the middle of reps and stuff sometimes. I'm like, stop. This ain't important. My voice is. I'll put it down. What you want? Go back and find that. I got a little white. I got a little board. Gigi writes on it. Liz wrote on it. Luca wrote on it too. That was interesting. He drew pictures. So anyway, I write it on there on the chalkboard, on a race dry eraser board. I go, I got to go back here. And then I go on. I said, that's something I got to go back to. I would have missed that, bro. I would have missed the whole revelation because I'm too stinking me. Not you. I'm too stinking busy not listening to God because I'm too busy doing my own dumb stuff. Me. Not you. Me. Stop means stop. He's God. Stop. You can come in the room. Watch. President of the United States walks in this room, you stand up, whether you're down or not. Honor. Do it anyway. Honor God, especially him. Yes. Yes, sir. What do you want, sir? Yes, sir. I'm quick, man. I'm not. Yes, sir. It gives you downloads that nobody in the world can give you. It comes from. So you grab it. And he'll arrest you. Shake you to the core. He loves you. Look in 329. And if you be Christ, then you're what? Abraham's seed. And if I'm Abraham's seed, then I'm a what? I'm an heir. See it again? I'm an heir according to what? The promise. That promise is waiting for you. Now watch 4:1. What do we do? What do we all do? Y'all seen this, but what do we do? I don't see it. I don't understand it. I didn't understand it. I don't get it. Watch 4:1. Now I say that who's the heir? Who's the heir? As long as he is what's a child? An immature one. As long as the child is a immature one. Did you get it? Did you get it? What do you mean immature? Children aren't learned yet, okay? They're great, they're wonderful, they're growing, but they're unlearned in certain things. What is he saying? As long as he is he what? Differs nothing from a servant. The heir, because he doesn't know he's acts like a servant. But he's supposed to be, read the end of it, Lord of all. Oh, that's God. No, that ain't God. That's you. Isn't he the king of and the Lord of? Where's the lords? Who's the kings? Well, why are you walking around like you some servant? Because you don't know who you are and you don't know who you belong to. We all doing it, man. Like you some second-class citizen. You're no second-class citizen. You're an heir of God. And a joint heir with Jesus. It's going to work you. It's working your mind. Look, leave it up there. Let him see it. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, he don't differ nothing from a servant, even though he's Lord of everything. Why am I Lord of everything? Let me ask a question. What does God own? I'm going to throw something, man. What does God own? The earth and the fullness thereof belong to the Lord. So if you are the heir of the God that owns the world, I guess the world belongs to you. It's going to take a little time. You have to renew your mind. We'll come back next week. I'll preach it again. We're going to get it. But this is God's honest truth. I don't care. I don't see it. Well, that's because you're acting like some servant. I ain't no servant, man. I ain't living like no servant. I ain't acting like no servant. I ain't walking and talking like no servant. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to be ugly with people, but you need to go home and start demanding some stuff. I am sorry, but this is not quality of life, and we ain't living here no more. I'm not talking about your house. We ain't living in this atmosphere. We ain't living with these ideas. We ain't living like this no more. Sorry. Why? Because I know who I am. I found out in church on Sunday who I am. I'm a son of the Almighty God. I got an inheritance package from heaven, and I'm not backing up on it. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's what? Child. Whatever child don't know. So what's this thing based on? My revelation. Well, guess what I found out on Sunday? I'm a son. Come on, right? Differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of. God said this. God said he made the heavens for himself, but he made earth the what? For the children of God. God gave you the earth. Well, there's a curse in the earth. Yeah, but he gave you the blessing, override it, but everything in this earth is yours. There ain't nothing in this earth God made for anybody else but the children of God, and that's the God's honest truth. And all the lost people with your stuff don't deserve it. And I'll say it again, and I don't care how hard they work for it. It ain't theirs. It's yours. They ain't gonna like it. I don't care. Write me up. Google me. They're gonna say some little thing. That preacher just said the hardworking people that God, I don't really care. My daddy made it for me. He didn't make it for you. You just got all my stuff. Go get your stuff and stop jacking around out here. Cut it out. It's God's honest truth. It's for you. God didn't make the earth for these people. He made it all for the children of God. Lost people, God wants to go to heaven, but lost people what? He wants them in the kingdom now on the earth. That's in itself. Look at verse 2. We keep reading. We ain't going nowhere for a minute. But is under tutors and governments until the time appointed of five. Everybody's like, well, that's why. That's why it's not working. Because we're under tutors and governors until it's not the appointed time. He's talking about Jesus' appointed time, not yours. Your time is now. Right now. Look at your watch. Say, due season. Now. Today. Come on, right? Watch this. God's speaking to some of you already. Watch verse 3. Even so, when we were children, what were we in? Bondage. Under the elements of the world. Doesn't sound like Romans. But didn't he just tell you in Romans, you ain't under bondage no more? Because the promise showed up. He's showing you. They go together. Guess what? You ain't bound no more. Look at verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come. What? Wait a minute. It has come. Because Jesus showed up. God sent forth his son, made of a woman. Like the way he threw that in there? Made of a woman. Why? I want to show you. He's the man. He was the first of many. And you the new ones that showed up. Men's and women's. From God. He was the first. You are many. Under the law. Watch verse 5. To what them? Wasn't that Galatians? He redeemed me from the curse. To redeem them that were under law. We were under law, but now we've been redeemed. What's redeem mean? Paid the ransom for. He ransomed his life for your life. You ever watch these stupid movies? They got to pay a ransom. Jesus was the original one. He ransomed his life for your life in exchange. Watch this. That we received a what? Oh, that sounds like Romans again. Adoption of sons. Funny how he wants you to know I bought you back through the blood so you could be mine. Okay, watch this. 6. And because ye are God sent forth what? Where you cry out before. Don't that sound like Romans? Because you are what? Sons. Watch verse 7. Wherefore thou art no more a but a what? And now that you a son, you a what? An heir through Christ. Are you a son? Write that down. Sonship is producing your heirship. Sonship is producing your heirship. I'm going to give you the last one. Go to Hebrews chapter 1. 1:1. What are we the heir of? Hebrews 1:1. Watch this. You're going to see this. Just write them down. I got to reprogram your head. It's going to take a couple weeks. I'm going to get you there, though. Don't miss church. That ain't no, like, disclaimer, like, Oh, you know, and he just wants us in the building. No, I want you in the building so this rubs off. It'll rub off, man. This rubs off. You'll never be the same again. That's why you're doing good. You're doing it. It's like, oh, it's a little stretch, but it's okay, though. You got it. God, watch this. God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Who's the son? Go slow on this one. Jesus. We pointed the heir of what? Well, also who he made the what? The world. Heaven and earth. So let me ask a question. If he's the heir of all things, and he's the heir of all worlds, if you're a joint heir, what's that make you? It's too good, man. I'm here every day. Everybody say, I didn't know it. Neither did I. Now I'm demanding it. What do you mean you're demanding it? I know I am. I know I am. Okay, look, Greg. Just check this out. Who being, look at verse 3. Right? This 3 and 4 will mess you up. We got to go to, right? Who being the, because this is getting deep now. Now you're rolling in this. Now you're going to roll in, you're going to roll in some weight now. You ready? Who being the brightness of his glory. So I guess I'm a joint heir in that too. The express image of his person. I guess I'm a joint heir in that too. And who's upholding all things by the word of his power. I guess I could join in that too. Well, guess what? If I'm a joint heir in just the blessing, I got to be joint heir in everything. When he had himself purged our sins, when he had himself purged my sin, yeah, I guess he took her a sin too once and for all for me. He sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. So I guess I sit where he sits if I'm in him. Being made so much better than angels as he hath inherited and obtained a more excellent name than they. If I'm a joint heir in the inheritance, and he obtained a more excellent name by his obedience, do I inherit that name? You better believe it. So that makes me one with Christ. See, we know this stuff, but now we have a revelation of why. Because the minute he made you a son, he gave you everything he did. From death, burial, and resurrection. And now he said, go be an heir in the world and go have authority and dominion over all of it because I'm ruling and reigning in the world. And I'm going to tell you what the fight is. That world is cursed. But the minute you show up, you flip it. It's going to take a little bit. But I got news for you. It has to give you what's rightfully yours. It can't be held back. And the reason why you didn't get it is this. I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. Don't you miss this minute because we're done. The reason why you didn't get it, well, you didn't have a revelation of it. Not understanding why you deserve something doesn't make it produce. But now you understand why. And because you understand why, it has no other thing but to do but produce for you. Because you're not out there, my faith. I don't need faith. I don't need it. Boy, I don't need none of that. I'm a son of God and an heir of the world. Give me it now. And don't nobody say no. And shut up, world. And shut up, devil. That's your new place. I ain't fighting for it. I ain't scrapping for it. I ain't scraping for it. I'm walking in the earth. And you ain't going to do this in front of people because that's not. You're going to shut the door and I demand it. I know who I am. I'm a son of God. I'm an heir of the world. Next time you walk around, whoo, go down the beach. It's yours. Billy, I'm a mess, man. We went yesterday. D, I didn't even want to tell you what happened. We went on the thing. Woo! I looked at the hole, and there was all these people looking. And it looked, I walked by. They were on the other side, Bay Hill, right? Beautiful thing right there. All these people out there. And it felt like when I walked by, I was like, I just pulled it in. The atmosphere. I was like, I'm getting weird. I didn't want to tell him. He'll think I'm nuts. I walked by. They were on the other side. I felt like, I just pulled it in. I felt God. I said, I'm going to get all these people saved. I was walking. Man, I felt like I was, Billy, I'm telling you, I felt like I was standing on clouds. Jerry, I was jacked up. I seen these people. Those people don't got God. They're over there doing, some of them probably do, but not all of them. You know, you look at that lost people, you got such compassion. I was like, pulled them in. I felt like I had a rope, and I pulled them into me. Get them. I didn't know where the golf balls were going. I was like, I'm going to go get these people. Son of God, I'm on the earth to manifest salvation. He gave me, this will roll in my head. He's given me the ministry of reconciliation. I'm here to save mankind. Who do you think you are? Jesus? Well, he gave me his name. See what I'm saying? And this thing starts getting you like, oh, it's an error to just get stuff. This ain't no error to get stuff. I'm here for souls, baby. I'm here for souls, baby. I'm here to destroy the works of the devil. That's why I've been put on the face of the earth. That's why you've been put on the face of the earth. Why do I want this airship? Why do I want this blessing? All those other benefits are coming. I'm going to see families turning around. Look, I'm going to see miracles. You're going to see miracles. You're going to go lay hands on people at work. And you know what you want to tell them at work? Son of God showed up. Boom! Slapping hands on people and seeing miracles take place. Watching addicts get set free. Watching marriages get turned around. Watching people's lives change. Watching crazy people get saved. Casting out devils. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Glory to God. Raise the dead. Believe it. Expect it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm God. Now, you ain't going to tell nobody. You ain't going to run around, you know, oh, I'm the son of God. You're going to black me in a loony bin. People at work and be like, you better stop partying. So I know it was bike week, but you better stop whatever you were doing, right? My position, what's that? Well, let me just ask you a question. I'm done. Next time you lay hands on somebody for prayer and you know that you're son of God, what kind of power is going to flow out of you? Next time somebody call you up for prayer, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They call you for prayer. Miss, should I pray for me? You pray for me? Maybe the kids. You got a beautiful family too, right? She's like, I seen her nieces and stuff like that. They call you up. You know, they calling you up, Auntie. Can you pray for me? She's going to be like, yeah. What's it going to look like when you know I'm the daughter of God, my God in heaven? You ain't going to believe nothing God can't do for you. He's going to do everything. That's what I'm talking about. It's bigger than just getting stuff. The stuff will be a benefit. Seek first the, and all these things will be added unto you. Ain't that awesome? But what I want you to do today is I want you to do this. Know your position. Walk out of this room. I'm an heir of the world. Go down to the beach. Go, that beachfront property, it's yours. You understand what I'm saying? God didn't put that ocean in there for a bunch of lost people. Put it in there for his kids. Now, they'll benefit from it, but I got news for you. You start walking like that, the earth and the fullness thereof is mine. The glory of God is yours. Ain't that good news? Come on, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these awesome people. Thank you that they're learning and growing. Now say this with me out loud, because this is going to be a revelation you got to get. Just say it out loud. Say, Jesus, thank you that I have eyes to see, I have ears to hear, and I have a heart to understand. Thank you for letting this revelation settle in my spirit, transform my mind, and let me walk it out by faith. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.